Only days after a fire tore through her home last year, a Fulton woman wanted to make sure the men and women who saved her life were honored for their actions. Now, as WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports, her efforts have grown into a campaign to honor first responders with a national federal holiday.
It was June 1st when Beverly Belton's house caught fire. She was completely unaware anything was going on, even as the fire burned in the attic above her.
I was getting ready to get in the bathtub to take a bath, filling my bathtub and getting ready, and all of a sudden I heard commotion, and I didn't really know what it was.
The commotion turned out to be coming from firefighters, police officers, and EMTs who rescue Belton, who's visually impaired and has diabetes. Since July, Belton has been working closely with Congressman Dan Maffei on a bill in the House of Representatives to designate a National First Responders Day that would become the 11th legal federal holiday.
They take that chance, and I know it's their job, but all of it isn't their job. They got a heart in there, too. And we can't, as Americans, just stand by and watch it happen and say, good job, guys, and go home, go to bed. I couldn't do that.
Maffei introduced the bill with Massachusetts Representative Michael Capuano, whose district includes Boston, where first responders were credited for the way they handled the Boston Marathon bombing. The bill currently has 24 bipartisan co-sponsors. Belton says Maffei told her he wished he had thought of the idea first, but she says she's just glad first responders might get the recognition they deserve.
I was so excited and so thrilled knowing that all our work and our efforts for these people have paid off. And it's not about me. It's not about anybody but first responders and volunteers.
The legislation does not yet have a sponsor in the Senate. In Fulton, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.